Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I'll listen for a while.
Okay, thank you. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes
or no? Thank you. What is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on the school night and more than 30 hours in the school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I have no opinion.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
I support.
Strongly or somewhat?
I don't know.
Those are the options. Either you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
No opinion.
Okay, no problem. Some police officers previously claimed they were victims when using physical or deadly force. Will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow police officers who use physical and deadly force to conceal their names? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Thank you so much. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
About right.
Thank you so much. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue wasteful in a wasteful manner, or spend tax revenue in an efficient manner?
About even. Doing a good job.
They're doing a good job? Okay, thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Will you support or oppose a state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary cares has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability to telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose that.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Do you support or oppose?
I'll support that.
Thank you so much. Veterinary PAs are like physician's assistants trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Do you support or oppose?
I'll support that.
Thank you so much. Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not?
They should.
Should. Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
In other words, they won't put it out on the printed. Is that what I'm saying?
They won't put it on a printed or online newspaper. Instead, they'll do it on a government website.
I'm opposed to that.
Okay. That will be either somewhat unlikely or very unlikely.
Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacational rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
They're somewhat important.
Thank you so much. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? They should or should not have the right?
They should have the right.
Okay. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? They should or should not?
On a short-term basis?
Yes.
No, I don't support that.
No, sure not. Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rental should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
I missed that. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Oh, should be consistent.
Okay. Do you know how to swim? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
I won't answer that one.
Okay. No problem. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers who have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you so much. Next, I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools should just stick to the traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. The second one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that includes or incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society interlearning. The first or
first
the second?
One. First one.
Thank you. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about any family or friends that you know of?
Unknown.
Okay, no. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
No, they're not.
Thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have responsibility to actively address the need to more workforce and housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
Yes, they do, and they don't do anything about it.
Thank you. Do you feel Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning permit and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not?
They should.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will it have no effect? It will be more likely for you to vote for them, or it will be less likely for you to vote for them?
I will vote for them.
Okay, thank you so much. Finally,
there is a proposed amendment to the state constitutional to state constitution title requirement to expand Medicaid eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over 18 and under the age of 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burden placed on eligibility. Enrollment and benefits for these individuals compared to other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financing participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Reject.
Okay, thank you. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults and households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121 after hearing this. Do you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
No.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Over that.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in Florida public school? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time and your participation. Really appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.